Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for The Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, on this dynamic night. Of course, I am Shayna, and I am so excited that you have opted to join us tonight, right now, because you are in for one awesome and game-changing featured conversation tonight. I am so excited about our exclusive featured guest. Now, you should know that this national award-winning radio talk show caters to every single community out there. Let's Talk America brings an array of topics and exclusive celebrity guests to your world. And we certainly aim to deliver refreshing and original programming for you and your entire family. So if you are watching the kid right now on the soccer field, or if you're in your car, or if you're at home, or you're in the cubicle at the office listening in, we do appreciate you because our listeners have a varied background. So we are very excited again and grateful to have you on board. Do know that we spotlight the critical and important issues on this weekly family radio talk show. We confront the real issues of today in our culture. And some of the topics and conversations may make you uneasy, but I believe personally that real conversation can lead to real action. Of course, that can lead to positive change. Our featured conversations are relevant for the national and international listening audience. You have to stay connected with this show because, after all, it is your show. And do share us with everyone you happen to know, family, friends, and colleagues. Of course, I certainly value your commitment to staying with us each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now, lend me your ears for just a few seconds to hear some very important messaging.
Attention listeners, listen to this. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. We don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. If you want to enjoy your job and career and make your life count and ultimately achieve success and significance, then Revelations in Business is the book for you. Revelations in Business, connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life, is an award-winning book that's been endorsed by many industry leaders, including Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. Revelations in Business provides you with biblical principles, practical tools, and real-life examples from today's business leaders and takes you through a step-by-step process to show you how to connect your profession with your purpose and your career with your calling so that what you do in the workplace and in the marketplace, you are anointed to do it and you have passion for it and you are positioned to excel. I am Dr. Shalette Stewart, and as the author of Revelations in Business, I travel the world speaking on purpose-driven leadership topics and have served in leadership roles for global companies, including the Coca-Cola Company. And I currently serve as the Associate Director of Executive Education for Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. I look forward to sharing the insights of Revelations in Business with you. The book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever fine books are sold. It's also available on traditional book format, as well as ebook and audiobook format. For more information on how to maximize your personal fulfillment and your professional success, or to schedule time for me to conduct a workshop for your organization, I invite you to log on to revelationsinbusiness.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and be blessed.
Why search through acres of racks in store after store at an overcrowded mall or shopping center when you can save time and enjoy the simplicity of online shopping at TrendyBling.com. With an eye for today's newest fashion trends, TrendyBling offers chic and stylish clothing and accessories at prices that any fashionista can afford. Gone are the days of unforgiving fluorescent lights, messy, too small dressing rooms, and limited stock. By offering quality merchandise online, TrendyBling can stock far more than your average retail store or outlet. A simple search on TrendyBling.com makes it possible to find your unique fashion look with all the ease and comfort offered by online shopping in a snap. Go ahead, get your tablet, laptop, home computer, or mobile device and visit our website at TrendyBling.com to find that perfect ensemble for any occasion. That's TrendyBling.com. Trendy with an I, Bling.com.
Creative Images Photography is a family-operated photography team specializing in weddings and portrait photography, where we create memories one image at a time. For your photographic needs, contact us today at 803-606-4519 or email us at rfw26@aol.com. Visit our website at www.ciphoto1.com. That's www.ciphoto1.com. Also, connect with us on Facebook. Mention this ad and you'll receive 10% off of our silver wedding collection. Remember, Creative Images Photography, where we create memories one image at a time. And in the meanwhile, we are listening to Let's Talk America with Shana Thornton.
We love it. Now, do know that our national sponsors and partners matter to this award-winning national radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shana Thornton. We value everyone, and I mean everyone, from our national sponsors and partners, our listeners, everyone that has something to do with this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for the show, do not hesitate to reach out to our staff member by emailing letstalkshana@gmail.com. Again, if you simply email us at letstalkshana@gmail.com, one of our professional and courteous staff members will assist you with every single advertising need you may have. Remember, this award-winning national radio show does have an awesome reach that goes all throughout the world. And our conversation is positive, it's family-oriented, and it's something you can be proud of. We are proud of this brand. Well, moving forward, as you already know, we feature very relevant and vital conversations here at Let's Talk America with your host, Shana Thornton. Well, tonight's segment is one that I'm truly proud of and looking forward to presenting to you, the listener. We have an exclusive interview with the one and only hip-hop mega superstar, Lecrae. Lecrae, that's right, I said it. I know he has countless fans out there, and we are having one powerful, game-changing conversation with him tonight. It is about to go down. Now, Lecrae is everywhere these days. He recently released a new hit album that has received fan and critical acclaim. The album is titled Anomaly. Anomaly. Many of you have already heard of it. If you haven't downloaded it yourself from the internet or purchased it traditionally in the stores, this album is truly a classic hit. Lecrae has sold countless albums. In fact, the Christian and inspirational rapper earned his first number one spot on Billboard album charts with his seventh album, this one, Anomaly. He sold 88,000 copies in one single week. And, of course, that was ending in September the 14th, 2014, just a few weeks ago. And all of this is according to Nielsen SoundScan. Lecrae joins me tonight in just a few minutes for one powerful and heartfelt conversation that will reveal his thoughts on today's music scene. You've got to hear his thoughts on it, his legacy, and his faith. We will get personal and also discuss the role parents play in a child's life. You have to stay with us. I am so proud of this segment. This segment is for everyone. If you have a 5 or 6-year-old, a grandchild that is with you tonight, or your own child, anyone you mentor, or yourself, your cousin, your sister or brother, it's positive, inspirational music, and it sounds good, everyone. Now, if you're listening into my voice right now, if you're sitting in San Diego, because I know we have listeners in San Diego, if you're listening out of Charleston, South Carolina, or Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or if you're up in Brooklyn, New York, and if you're thinking that Lecrae, this inspirational hip-hop mega superstar who is literally blowing up Billboard charts and every other chart that you can think of, if you think he's just a musician, another musician trying to make a name for himself, and he's putting out any music without regard to the messaging or the influence to children or our youth, you should know this. He has already made a name for himself. He is huge, huge, huge. If you know anyone that follows hip-hop music or inspirational music, they know his name, that I assure you. And Lecrae has chosen to take the high road and create positive and inspirational music with a message. And yes, he has done very well commercially with it also. So when I say he's done well commercially, I mean he has sold many, many records also while doing it. So to everyone out there, my young, old, or middle age, you can be successful and still have success on your own terms, meaning have a brand that you can be proud of. I am so looking forward to this meaningful and timely conversation tonight with the one and only hip-hop mega superstar, Lecrae. Now, let's keep pushing ahead. We are on a limited time schedule. Right now, I would like to review our words of inspiration for tonight's segment. You know, the great tennis legend, Arthur Ashe, once said the following words: start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Again, the legendary superstar athlete tennis player Arthur Ashe once said the following: start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. My pickup of those powerful words: start somewhere. No more excuses in your life. We certainly recognize that individuals come from different walks of life or different backgrounds, of course, that you are not responsible for. But it's not an excuse to accept where you are or to sit there. You can start wherever you are, even if it may be an unfair advantage, an unfair start. Start where you are right now and make that difference in your life, because you deserve it. You deserve to live one powerful, fabulous, life-changing, inspirational life. I know it, and I hope you know it too. Keep pushing ahead. Look ahead of you. Look up to the stars. Well, before I bring in one superstar, that meaning Lecrae, hip-hop inspirational vocalist or performer or rapper, if you will, I want to first share a very important message with you. Stay with us.
Are you exhausted from looking for love? Give up your search. Love is not something to chase down. Getting the truth allows you to get and maintain real love. Love comes from God and only through people. Invest in learning how to define love as God does. God sees you as a priceless gift to humanity who is deserving of unconditional love, validation, and acceptance. Purchase a copy of Love Doesn't Hurt, Life Lessons for Women from Amazon.com and discover an uncommon, preternatural love that surpasses your imagination and dreams. Love Doesn't Hurt, Life Lessons for Women is a God-inspired manuscript that offers timeless wisdom and spiritual solutions for improving personal relationships, developing purpose, self-worth, and identity, healing from abuse, distinguishing love from its imposters, avoiding dangerous relationships, and steps to breaking toxic bonds. Additionally, there are life lessons on marriage, dating, sex from a spiritual perspective, and so much more. Get your copy today of Love Doesn't Hurt,
Life Lessons for Women from Amazon.com.
All right, everyone, let's talk one-on-one with hip-hop mega superstar Lecrae. Now, before we bring him in live, do know that he is an American Christian hip-hop artist, record producer, and actor. He is president, co-owner, and co-founder of the independent record label Reach Records. He has sold countless records and has inspired a generation of music lovers everywhere. You know his name. If not, just go put his name in any of your favorite search engines online, and trust me, a lot of different material will pop up. When I tell you he is very big, he's enormous in the music industry. Right now, trust me, or ask anyone who is involved with the music industry. I am so excited to have him on. Before we bring him on live to chat one-on-one exclusively, please listen to this quick snippet of his latest album, Anomaly. This track is titled Outsiders. It is something different. If you're thinking you know everything you need to know about gospel music, get ready to jam with this one, this hit by Lecrae.
I won't stay here another night if I gotta sacrifice who I am on the inside. I'd rather be an outsider. You can stay if you like. I see you on the other side. I wanna live a free life. I'd rather be an outsider.
I really can't tell if I'm overdressed or I'm underdressed. If I'm underpaid or just overstressed. If I'm cynical or just over this. Cause I'm tired of trying to get over them. And it's over there. Party's over. You probably couldn't tell we over here cause you hardly sober. Double shot to that ego. They laughing at us, yeah, we know. Maybe at the bottom, but we not forgotten the director's plot in that sequel. Sit in, we live on the outside and it might storm and we might die. But I'd rather go with my fist high standing outside of your inside.
I try my best to fit in.
Yeah.
Looking for a suit to fit in.
Oh, yeah.
Standing outside of your prison.
I try.
Trying to find ways I can get
no
in. Now I realize that I'm free.
Free.
And I realize that I'm me. And I found out that I'm not alone. Cause there's plenty of people like me. That's right, it's plenty of people like me.
Okay.
All love me despite me. And all unashamed and all unafraid to speak out for what we might see.
Wow. I told you that Lecrae is something else. He's original with his music. It's a new sound wave, and it is truly inspiring millions of music lovers. Well, right now, let's not waste any more time. Listeners of Let's Talk America from all over the world, please help me welcome the inspirational hip-hop mega superstar, Lecrae. We're on Let's Talk America Radio with your host, Shayna Thornton. And right now, we have the one and only. He is so huge right now in the music industry, and he's a positive influence. We have Lecrae on with us. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to have you on. You know, your latest album is all the talk right now, Lecrae. It's received awesome reception from industry critics, fans, and music lovers from all over. Now, you have to let our national listeners know, what inspired you to do this phenomenal album, Anomaly?
Well, you know, my whole life, I feel like I've had to walk in a multitude of different worlds, and it was always kind of, you know, felt this pressure to, you know, embrace one aspect or another aspect, you know, and I felt like I didn't have to, you know, divide myself up into a million pieces. I can just be myself. So if I was artistic or politically engaged, or if I had some conservative views or some liberal views,
yeah,
I didn't have to compartmentalize. I could just be me, and that makes me an anomaly. And just encouraging people to be exactly who they were created to be, and you know, not fall to the pressures of the status quo and the ills of our society.
Awesome. What a powerful message for everyone of all ages. Now, I have to know this. I've listened to the album. I love it. My family, we love it. Do you have a personal favorite track off of this latest album?
I think right now, actually Welcome to America, just because it's you know, a timely message. It's a little politically charged, but it's at the same time sharing different paradigms, different perspectives from different people, and just great production that I enjoy myself.
Phenomenal. Every track is awesome, so know that from our opinion. Now, I know you're touring right now. Your shows have been received very well by concert goers. Lecrae, how is this tour different from past tours?
Yeah, this tour is probably the most we've ever invested in production. A lot of times when you see hip-hop, it's very scaled down and just kind of a guy kind of going, jumping around the stage. But we wanted to create an experience, you know, when you go see a play or you go to theater or, you know, a circus or something, you get an experience. Yeah. And we wanted to create something similar to that with our show.
I love that. You create an experience, and not so much you're saying just put on a show, but for the concert goers to leave out saying, wow, in so many ways that it was life-changing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Powerful. Exactly. Now, let's turn the table some right now, Lecrae. I want to talk about the influence of music in our culture right now. Now, there is a lot of different, a variety of artists out there, and you know that better than I do, sure, being in the industry. Now, you have chosen to take the high road and make music with a positive and meaningful message. Why was this decision so important for you?
Because, you know, I noticed that we lack a lot of role models, specifically in hip-hop music and in music in general. The voices get muffled out. The voices of reason, the voices of passion, the voices who care about spirituality, about, you know, who we are. And a lot of times you just hear the same misogynistic or violent or, you know, advocating drugs. And, you know, just it's really kind of a, you know, the degradation of society and humanity. And we're glorifying that instead of trying to talk about a different side of it.
Awesome. You know, we love that about you and your music and message. Why do you think it's so challenging, or rather it's a decision not being taken by other hip-hop artists to put out more positive messaging? I mean, do you think it's the commercialization of music saying they want to sell records, and if they're positive, they won't sell the records?
Yeah, I do think there's that interpretation. I do think that a lot of times when you're dealing with the corporate infrastructure of the music industry, they're very large and kind of like a large ship that's hard to turn around.
Okay.
And so, you know, they don't notice things until last minute, and they're trying to hurry up and catch up. And what we've seen is that people have been tracking with this music for years and wanting it, but it's just taking them so long to kind of turn the boat, and they're like, oh, we're making so much money over here, you know, supporting, you know, this kind of music,
yeah,
and we didn't even notice that this was over here, and we didn't feel socially responsible either. So that's
absolutely
another issue.
And it is about empowerment of human beings of all walks of life to really be mindful, if you will, I always say, of the message we put out or how we leave our legacy. You know, people always wonder who artists listen to. Are there any musical artists out there right now that you are enjoying listening to yourself?
Yeah, I enjoy right now Lauryn Hill. She's one of my favorites. You know,
sure.
Contemporary guys, I enjoy, you know, J. Cole a little bit.
Okay.
I like, you know, some of the music that Kendrick does, Kendrick Lamar. And,
okay.
But Janelle Monáe is another one that I'm a big fan of.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's a few people out there that I enjoy.
Cool. Now, I know this may be a bit of a challenging question for you, but answer if you can. Who is your favorite artist of all time? I mean, and I'm talking way back from Robert Johnson to, you know, Miles Davis, if you like any of those gentlemen,
wow,
whoever.
Wow. I'll probably say of all time, it's going to be Michael Jackson.
Okay, neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be Michael Jackson of all time. He's an all-around performer, singer, dancer. You know, he has everything going on for him, and that's why I really just enjoy, you know, what Michael Jackson does as an artist.
Yes. You know, music influences Lecrae. Now, tell me this. Who do you make your music for? And I'm asking because do you make it for people of faith or those not of faith or for everyone?
I make it for everyone. I think there's some artists make music for the church. Some artists make music from the church. And I do it for everybody. You know, I think there's certain topics that everyone can relate to. Love, joy,
yes.
You know, peace, and societal ills. And there's all types of things that we can relate to on a human level. But then there are some things that, you know, people of faith kind of connect with on a deeper level as well. And so there's always room for that in my music as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, your passion shows through your music. And I think that's why you've been so successful, even with the positive message. So to everyone listening, our young people or people of age who want to go into the music industry, do know that you can have a positive message and succeed. And Lecrae is obviously an example of that. He's epitomized that well. You're listening to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. We're on with Lecrae right now. Huge, huge hip-hop rapper right now. You know, Lecrae, there are so many young people, and people that listen to this national show know that young people are a passion of mine, being a mother of myself. There are so many young people searching for something right now. You know, many young people are exposed to illegal drugs. Obviously, you can abuse legal drugs such as pain pills also. They're exposed to violence and negative stereotypes. What's your advice for young people listening in right now? Because obviously, you hear a lot about our young men are at risk, our young men are at stake, their futures. You're a young man. You've done very well. You have a positive image with you. You know, what if you could speak to our kids right now, and we do have young teenagers that listen to this national show, what would you tell them?
I think I would tell them, you know, that first and foremost is if you, you know, a lot of young people wrestle with identity issues, and they wrestle with wanting to be accepted. And I think you have to remember that if you live for people's acceptance, then you'll die from their rejection.
Beautiful.
So we're not living to be accepted by people. We're living to be, you know, who we were created to be, and to be anything else is to be far less than.
Empowering.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much peer pressure. And you brought that up. You touched on that about they have identity issues. They want to be like Kendrick Lamar. Maybe they, you know, they want to be like Kanye West or Jay-Z or whoever, Beyonce or Lady Gaga. And not saying anything against those people, are very talented musicians. But sometimes young people see themselves being greater or maybe saying, I can be somebody else and that's a much better world than my reality. How do you suggest they deal with peer pressure? I'm sure if you're like the rest of us, when you were a teen, you dealt with it also, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just a part of the cycle of life and of living. But I think when you find confidence, I think when you understand that, you know, God created you for more than just being accepted in your social circles, you find a confidence in being who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that may mean you're an anomaly, and that may mean that you stand out. But I think we were made to stand out and not fit in.
Awesome. You know, Lecrae, how important is it for young people, be it preteens, teenagers, young adults in their early 20s, to have a positive influence from their parents or guardians or mentors? You know, how critical is that along that process of trying to figure out who they are, trying to figure out where they want to go in life? You know, how massive or significant is the parent in that life?
I think that's extremely significant and extremely crucial. You know, the father is the first a man that's going to affirm his daughter, you know, or show his son what he's supposed to be like as a man. A mother is the, you know, first woman that a son encounters and sees what that looks like. And so, or a daughter encounters to understand what she's supposed to be like as a woman. So I think those are very crucial roles. Unfortunately, you know, everyone doesn't have that, the consistency of two parents in the home.
Yeah.
But if you do, you're blessed. Don't take it for granted.
Absolutely. You know, any advice for those, Lecrae, listening in right now? And I have met individuals who are 17 who wanted to go into the entertainment industry and those who are 45 or 55 still trying to break in. You've done it very well. Obviously, you've excelled on so many levels in the industry. And I know individuals who don't necessarily even like hip-hop rap or hip-hop music, and they adore your music. What's your advice to those who one day want to be as successful as as a Lecrae, as a Kanye West, and they're saying, I want to be that guy. I want to be like that. What's your specific advice for them right now listening in?
I would say, you know, be excellent at the small things if you want to be excellent at the big things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take every step and take that. Every step you take has got to be something that you take care of and that you nurture and that you take seriously. Don't treat anything like it's too small or beneath you.
Nice. Great advice. Great advice. Appreciate every moment. Where do you see yourself professionally in 20 years? I know you're a young gentleman, but 20 years can come by very quick. Where do you want to be in 20 years? Do you still want to be performing? Where?
No, I think in 20 years, hopefully I'll be mentoring, kind of, you know, just continuing to give leadership in the culture and then also developing younger artists as well.
Excellent, excellent. Keep shining. Now, before you get out of here, one last question for you. You're going to have the final word. What legacy do you hope to establish when it's all said and done, Lecrae? Because obviously the critics, they love you. I recently read the review of Rolling Stones of your latest album. Everyone loves you, my husband, everybody. Your music is so powerful with the message. But what legacy do you envision for yourself?
Hopefully that... you know, when it's all said and done, that people will be able to feel like they can. There's a pathway. You know,
nice.
There's a road that they can travel because of you know what I've created, and hopefully there'll be people. You know, when I think of legacy, I don't just think of the things that I've accomplished as much as I think of the people that I have poured into and developed. And you know, when you look behind me, you see. Far more people like me because of the investment that I've you know, given to them. And so hopefully that's what you'll see specifically, you know, the generation following me.
Nice. Making a difference and inspiration. Last words from Lecrae. We appreciate you here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Keep sharing your music and keep up the phenomenal work.
Thank you, Shayna.
We have more, but first,
hey, this is Lecrae, and right now you are tuned in to Let's Talk America.
Powerful conversation from the one and only mega hip-hop superstar Lecrae. We are certainly thankful for him and his team for allowing that great interview to happen. Thank you. Exclusive interview right here on the one and only Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Well, if you enjoyed our chat with Lecrae, you have to stay with this show because we have phenomenal, exceptional radio programming each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do visit our brand new website by going to www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com, where you can see our upcoming schedule of other featured guests, celebrities, our hot topics that matter to you, dealing with health, culture, family, whatever you can think of that matters in your life, it matters here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. We have to get out of here. We know you've got other things to do this Tuesday night, but thank you for joining us. Remember, join us again next Tuesday night. You can visit the online site to listen to us live or dial in, whichever is easier. That dial-in number is 914-803-4284. We shall chat next week, everyone. Take care. Let's Talk America Radio is an entity of Thomas & Paget Enterprises, LLC.
I really can't tell if I'm overdressed or I'm underdressed. If I'm underpaid or just overstressed. If I'm cynical or just over this. Cause I'm tired of trying to get over them. And it's over this. Party's over. You probably couldn't tell we over here cause you hardly sober. Double shot to that ego. They laughing at us, yeah, we know. Maybe at the bottom, but we not forgotten the director's plot in that sequel. Sit in, we live on the outside. And it might storm and we might die. But I'd rather go with my fist high standing outside of your inside. I try my best to fit in.
Yeah.
Looking for a suit to fit in.
Oh, yeah.
Standing outside of your prison.
I try.
Trying to find ways I can get
no
in.
More.
Now I realize that I'm free.
Free.
And I realize that I'm me. And I found out that I'm not alone. Cause there's plenty of people like me. That's right, there's plenty of people like me.
Okay.
All love me despite me.
And all unashamed and all unafraid to speak out for what we might see. I said it's painting people like me, all outsiders like me. All unashamed and all unafraid to live out what they supposed to be.
I won't stay here another night. If I gotta sacrifice who I am on the inside, I'd rather be an outsider. You can stay if you like, I'll see you on the other side. I wanna live this free life. I'd rather be an outsider.
I know what they asking for, but how you gonna cover charge me? My life is sold, and then turn around and ask for more. Time to go, plus the line is long. I'ma color the outside, but lines are drawn. If you wanna exclude me from being a true nigga, Gucci, I already found my home. Homesick, homeless if I'm homeless, cause my home is somewhere I ain't never been before. I'm a homeless, yeah, gift, even if it doesn't fit in the box that I plead these folks. Some of y'all gon' need these folks. I ain't tryna eat, I'm tryna feed these folks. Martin Mandela, yeah, we need these folks. We believe these folks, we can be these folks. Yeah,
but they want me to take it now. Tired of taking losses so they can call me a failure.
I failed at being you, but I'm winning at being me. I'm winning at being free, ain't no competition but me. See, I realize that I'm free, and I realize that I'm me. And I found out that I'm not alone, and there's plenty people like me. That I said, it's plenty people like me. All outsiders like me. All unashamed and all unafraid to live out what they supposed to be outside.